When Donald Trump was running for president, he pledged to reduce immigration, both illegal and legal. His allies in Congress hope to make good on that promise. NPR's John Burnett reports on new legislation targeting legal immigration.
The landmark Immigration and Nationality Act of 1965 opened the nation's borders to people from parts of the world who'd previously been excluded from becoming Americans. Today, a new generation of immigration restrictionists thinks it's time to reduce those numbers. The junior senators from Arkansas and Georgia, Tom Cotton and David Perdue, are proposing a new law. Here is Tom Cotton.
The goal here is to get our immigration levels back to historical norms, to take something of a pause to allow the economy to catch up with the immigrants that we have allowed into our country over the last two generations, and to focus on the well-being of American citizens, those citizens who are here today, many of whom are struggling economically.
Their bill would do three things. First, limit the number of foreign nationals who are able to get green cards to reunite with their families already in the U.S. This is currently the largest category of legal immigrants. Second, cut the number of refugees in half. And third, eliminate the diversity visa lottery, a program that gives visas to countries with low rates of immigration to the U.S. The United States has the most generous immigration policy in the world, and Tom Cotton says the number of green cards awarded, about a million each year, is excessive.
So in 1 year, this would reduce it to around 600,000, and over the span of the 10-year window, it would fall to about 500,000.
A plan to cut immigration in half faces entrenched opposition among immigration-friendly Republicans, pro-immigrant Democrats, and the business lobby that favors high immigration rates. But the proposed law has friends in high places. Cotton says he's been coordinating with the Trump administration and its coterie of longtime anti-immigration figures. Among them, the president's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, Attorney General nominee, Senator Jeff Sessions, and Julie Kirchner. She was executive director of the far-right immigration restrictionist group, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Now she's a special political advisor in U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
I've been around this issue for 35 years, and what I'm seeing is that the voices who are in favor of restricting immigration are on the ascendancy.
Linda Chavez is a conservative political commentator who served in the Reagan White House.
We've never seen the kind of reception for these groups that we're seeing in the Trump administration.
The idea that it's time to invite fewer people from around the globe to become permanent residents is based on the belief that there are simply too many unskilled immigrants and they are competing with low-skilled Americans for jobs. Economists have done studies for and against this theory, and each side fervently defends its case. Tamar Jacoby is head of Immigration Works USA, a pro-business group that wants more legal workers, not fewer, as the bill proposes.
It would be serious, serious changes to the dynamism of the American economy and the American spirit.
The arguments are not all economic. There's a cultural component to the notion that it's time to let the American melting pot cool down. In the House of Representatives, Republican Lamar Smith of Texas expects to propose a companion bill to reduce immigration. He's concerned about immigrant enclaves growing in metropolitan areas.
When you have so many immigrants being admitted, they tend to cluster together. They tend to maybe be a little bit more slow in learning the English language, to becoming acculturated, to becoming patriotic Americans.
Today's bill is the first in a series of GOP measures intended to redesign the American immigration system. Everyone agrees immigration desperately needs fixing. It remains to be seen if Congress is ready to narrow the gate. John Burnett, NPR News.